AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Attorney General Merrick Garland has told Congress the special counsel investigating President Biden's handling of classified documents has completed his inquiry, a report expected to be made public soon. Nevada held its presidential primary yesterday, and our Meg Kennard reports Nikki Haley did not fare well.
Instead of marking what could have been her first win this cycle, she was defeated by the option of none of these candidates. Some Nevadans who were looking to support former President Donald Trump may have opted instead of doing the caucus to participate in the primary, selecting none of these candidates as a way of voicing their displeasure for Nikki Haley's campaign.
Nevada's Republican caucuses will be held tomorrow. In other news, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is rejecting Hamas's terms for a new ceasefire hostage release deal. Saga Magani has our report.
After meeting with Secretary of State Antony Blinken, who's in the Middle East again in hopes of brokering a ceasefire, Netanyahu called the Hamas terms, which include ending the war, delusional, and vowed to keep fighting until absolute victory. Hours later, Blinken said while the Hamas proposal does have some non-starters,
we do think it creates space for agreement to be reached.
Hamas says it will send a delegation to Cairo for more talks. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The Congressional Budget Office says it expects the federal deficit to drop by $188 billion this fiscal year to $1.5 trillion. But it's likely to be a short-lived dip, with the annual shortfall likely to rise over the next 9 years. The CBO also projects the nation's debt will increase to 116% of GDP over the next decade, the highest ever recorded. Fed Chair Jerome Powell says the debt is growing faster than the economy, and that's unsustainable. This is AP News. Taylor Swift's demanding a Florida college student stop tracking her private jet. AP Entertainment correspondent Marci Zaraletta has details.
Taylor Swift's legal team sent a cease and desist letter to University of Central Florida junior Jack Sweeney in December, saying his automated tracking of her private jet is tipping off stalkers to her location. Sweeney says he uses publicly available information provided by the Federal Aviation Administration, and he has never intended to cause harm. A Swift spokesperson says the timing of stalkers suggests a connection to Sweeney's flight tracking sites. At one point, Sweeney had more than 30 accounts on Twitter, now known as X, that tracked celebrity jets, including ex-owner Elon Musk. Musk later banned Sweeney from X, citing personal safety. I'm Marci Zaraletta.
Thank you, Marci. And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.